Sly of the Underworld. For Nick Theodosi Prestige Cars, with over 200 big-name luxury cars in stock, Nick Theodosi has the biggest prestige car showroom in Australia.
Sly, good morning to you.
Good morning. It's usual when someone of power or profile dies for people to queue up and say nice things even when they're not nice. And we've just lost Frank Costa, an icon in Victoria. And let me tell you, everything that's said about him that is good is true. Of course, he helped set up Geelong Football Club as the power that it's been. He was a tireless charity worker. But he also took on the mafia and won. And people won't remember what it was like back then, because at this point, the fruit and vegetable market controlled all the produce, and there was a huge kickback system. For example, if you were a buyer, you could pay to get in early to get the best produce and to get out early. If you were a distributor, you paid to get the good spot. If you didn't, your fruit and vegetables was left in the sun to spoil. Forklifts from the market ended up in the Northern Territory at a marijuana plantation. And all of us paid. We think of the mafia as something outside. All of us paid. There was a 50-cent surcharge per case of all fruit and vegetable that went out that was paid to the so-called honoured society. So around about 1989, a very smart executive from Coles noticed that despite a glut in the cauliflower market, they were still paying premium prices. So he assigned a senior executive, an honest man by the name of John Vassilopoulos, to have a look at this. And it was discovered that Coles was paying more than $6 million a year in, protection graft or overpayments in slings. John Vassilopoulos was quickly warned, keep out of this. A manager of Coles was bashed out at the markets quite severely. And then there was the message that damage has been done and someone must pay. On December 19 that year, somebody turned up at John's Ivanhoe house, knocked on the door and said, is that you, John? And shot him through the door. And Vassilopoulos survived. Coles went into, panic mode, understandably, and six of its executives were relocated due to this. Around that time...
I had no idea. This is in Melbourne in the 80s.
Yeah, around that time, Alphonse Muratori, who'd worked at the markets, came forward and said, I can help you. So they had a secret meeting at the Park Royal in Little Collins Street. They used ex-coppers to sweep the place for bugs and for counter-surveillance. Muratori told them of this kickback system and said, I can fix it. Do it with me. Bad move, because he was shot dead 2 weeks later. Ironically, his father was shot dead in 1964 in the exact same circumstances, both leaving their house in Hampton. And those shootings back in the market murder days resulted in the first serious inquiry into the mafia here by John T. Cusack, an American expert who came over and said, you certainly have got it, and that within 25 years, if unchecked, the society is capable of diversification into all facets of organised crime. So Muratori is dead. Also, he'd married the Godfather's daughter and left her, which was not necessarily good. And as a result, he was shot dead. We'll come back and tell you what Frank did.
Good. Come back and tell us what Frank Costa did. It is 25 after 8. And quickly, Frank Costa?
Yes, Solly Lou and Lindsay Fox went to Frank Costa and said, can you buy direct to keep the markets out? As a result, Frank was offered $1 million bribe per year, and a contract was taken out on his life. Frank's brother went and said, we'll take a contract out on you. And when they took over the Woolworths distribution, there was a contract taken out on his life to be killed within 21 days. A tasty person turned up at that place and said, Frank Costa is hurt, you're dead. He slips over in the bath, you're dead. He gets hit by lightning, you're dead. The contract was cancelled.
Good man, Sly.
Goodness me.